Killing Eve is one of those shows that gets your heart pounding. The first two seasons were absolutely insane and unlike any show I've seen before. Two women with brutal pasts that are basically addicted to each other. I couldn't get enough. Now, the third season is premiering on BBC America and AMC Sunday, April 12th at 9 p.m. New York Magazine called the Emmy-nominated show a wicked pleasure. And if you've seen the first two seasons, you know exactly what they mean. And if you haven't seen it, go catch up on BBC America and AMC apps. I'm a little jealous you get to start at the beginning. Season 3 premieres Sunday, April 12th at 9 p.m. on BBC America and AMC. Don't miss it.
Welcome to Switched on Pop. I'm musicologist Nate Sloan.
And I'm songwriter Charlie Harding.
Charlie, take my hand. Let's take a walk down the Billboard Hot 100 Top 10.
Okay.
On our left, there's our friend Drake. Hey, Drake. Sliding along.
Yeah, hey, Tom, Drake. Left foot slide, left
foot up, right foot slide. Over there on the right, 6 feet away, of course, appropriately social distance, is The Weeknd.
Hey, Weeknd.
Oh, it's Dua Lipa.
Dua.
With her hit, Don't Start Now. Don't show up. Don't come out. Don't start caring. Hanging out at number 4. There's Future. Oh, and he's with Drake again. Drake's
with everyone.
Wow. Two places in one. It's like a chandelier on my neck, my wrist. Oh, I got pink toes. There's Post Malone. What a character. Running in circles. Being weird over there in the corner. Hey, it's Harry Styles looking
fly as ever.
Radiant. I don't know how else to say it. And here's I'm sorry, I don't think we've met. Doja Cat and your song Say So at number 8. Who are you and what on earth do you sound like? Who is this interloper? Where did she come from? And why do I already have this song stuck in my head after just hearing 20 seconds of it? Today, we will break down all of the above. Are you ready?
I'm thrilled because I'm already dancing onto the Zoom call.
Yes, the Zoom dance party. It's on. Producer Megan, I see her grooving too. Okay, so Say So. This is a song that is trying to convince a person to speak their mind, right? To just say what you feel. And I feel like the whole song is trying to coax you to do that. I think there's a number of ways musically that it accomplishes this. And the first one happens at the very beginning. We start with this kind of, well, let's just call it an underwater texture, right? This is something you talked about with Estelle Caswell about a year ago. All these songs seem to be starting underwater. You're like kind of like swimming upwards and then you break through the waves and you're just where? In the chorus of the song.
It's almost like it's DJ'd, you know? It's like you're walking into the club, it's all the bass, and then all of a sudden the whole thing opens up.
Right, the door creaks open and you're like, whoa, there's a party in here.
Like so many of her peers on the Billboard, they love to start with the choruses. I'm looking at you, Drake. Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Started from the bottom, now my home. Yeah, Drake's definitely, even Maroon 5. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not, cause the drinks bring back. This is something we've seen increasingly in the streaming era. And, you know, I think it makes sense generally, but especially with this song, it's like, this song is trying to get you to pay attention. It's like, I'm not going to waste any time. I'm going to go right to the chorus. And if I can't grab you that way, I don't know how else I will. But then the way that this song keeps us hooked in as listeners has a lot to do with the way Doja Cat sings. And in order to get a nice taste of that, let's take a bite out of the first verse of Say So. It's been a long time since you
very sweet and tasty verse.
Yeah, right? And it's like this vocal quality that I would describe as kind of floating over the track, like a cumulonimbus cloud.
I don't know my cloud types.
Just kind of like comfortably resting there. How does Doja Cat accomplish that? I think it's this specific way of singing that's kind of in between the chest voice, the deep, throaty, powerful, belting voice, and the head voice, the light, fluffy, kind of walking on eggshells voice. Somewhere, a better singer than me can really kind of hit the sweet spot between the two of those. And when you do that, it produces this vocal timbre that just sounds kind of effervescent and effortless and just makes you want to keep listening.
There's a lot of breath in it as well. Like it's really airy.
A lot of
it
breath.
Feels like it's... It feels like it's floating. Did you extend your cloud metaphor?
Now, just when you've been hooked in with this floating, breathy vocal technique, something happens about halfway through the song that completely flips the script. Let me check my chest, my breath right quick. He ain't never seen it in a dress like this. He ain't never
even been impressed like this. Probably why I got him quiet on the set like this. This is great. This is almost as if Doja Cat has two different persona going on in the song, where we had previously had that lovely floating breathiness. Uh-huh. Now we are this punchy, rhythmic, really compelling rapped vocal.
Right. It's almost like she's like the guest vocalist on her own song. Like she's the guest rapper.
Right.
But it's just her. It's her. It's just another side of her personality. And it's almost like she's like, okay, if I haven't gotten you to speak your mind through my breathy, floating vocals, let me try the opposite approach. Let me bust like a rap. And if that doesn't work, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, it's like you've got the seductive vocal, and then you have the direct, here's how it actually is vocal.
Okay, so this song has an underwater intro that crests right into a chorus. It's got this light, breathy vocal style that just when you might get tired of it, flips it up with a rap verse. But I think one of the biggest musical hooks here is the guitar line.
This was the first thing that grabbed me about this song.
You know, usually on this show, we'll do a little segment called Classical Masters.
Right.
But today, I think we need to mix it up a little bit. Let's call it Modern Masters.
Remix.
Remix. In order to understand where this guitar line in Say So is coming from, we got to go back to 1979 and a song by Chic called Good Times.
I love Good Times. The song came up on our conversation about Dua Lipa recently. It's come up in a conversation about The Weeknd at Daft Punk.
Right.
It is a song that just keeps returning and returning. And I'm not surprised because when I heard Doja Cat's Say So, I was like, oh, this sounds like that Calvin Harris song Slide. Do you slide on all your nice lighties? And I was like, no. Wait, this sounds like Rapper's Delight. I was like, no. This song is actually Good Times by Chic. And then I realized that this sound is something which is borrowed, and it's almost like its own genre. Good Times is its own genre of song.
Yeah, no, it is a touchstone. I mean, Doja Cat's Say So has a slightly different rhythm, but Good Times is the clear antecedent. So here's Good Times. And here's Say So.
Pretty convincing.
Slight rhythmic displacement on Say So, but I think it's no surprise that your ear immediately went back to Good Times, this 1979 hit, because this song and the duo behind it, Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards, are touchstones of pop music of the last half century. This is a song that has been sampled, or rather interpolated, into Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang, the song that first brought hip-hop to a mass audience.
Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat.
Nile Rodgers, the guitarist in the Rodgers-Edwards duo, lent his talents to David Bowie on Let's Dance. He backed up Diana Ross on I'm Coming Out. I'm coming out. And most recently, he teamed up with Daft Punk and Pharrell to release one of the biggest hits of the last decade, Get Lucky.
Get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky.
This is someone with a style of guitar playing that has been relevant in every decade since the 1980s. And I think it's worth zooming in and understanding what makes this guitar part from Good Times and Say So so effective. Why do we want to keep coming back to it? So, what do you need to create a funky Nile Rodgers guitar line? First of all, Charlie, you need the hitmaker.
What's the hitmaker?
You don't have the hitmaker? Oh, Charlie.
What are we going to do?
The hitmaker is a 1980 Fender Stratocaster guitar with a 1959 maple wood neck. So do you have one of those lying around?
I have an approximation. I've got a 2004 Stratocaster with a 2004 maple neck.
Okay, give us a little taste of that. You know what? I think that's going to do the trick. Call it the Hitmaker Jr. Okay.
Okay.
Now, the next thing we're going to need is a guitar tone that is totally clean. I don't want to hear any effects. I don't want to hear any distortion. I don't want to hear any reverb. I don't want to hear any delay. I just want to hear the naked, unadorned tone of the guitar. Nice. There we go. And now I want to take the chord progression, and it's no coincidence that both Good Times and Say So are in the exact same key. Let's take this chord progression, and I want to hear kind of the most basic version of that, Charlie. So we're moving from an E minor chord to an A major chord. And let's just hear like a really simple, what you would call the triadic version, or the simplest possible version of a chord.
Okay, sure. So here would be your E minor. And here's your A major.
And that's lovely, right? No shade on E minor triads and A minor triads. They sound fantastic. But if you want this Nile Rodgers sound, you're going to have to dig into some of the jazzy inversions and extended chords that he gravitated towards. So instead of that E minor triad, I'm going to need you to play an E minor 7 chord. So we're going to add an extra note to that, crunch it up a little bit. Nice, a little more sauce. Let's take it up even, turn the heat up even a little bit more. Next chord, we'll make a B minor 7 over E.
Like that.
Ooh, yeah. Now we're going to outer space. That's lovely. And then instead of our A major chord, hit me with an A9 sus4. So we're going to add 2 extra notes to that. Crunch it up. cool. Ooh. Cool. Like that a lot. And then finally an A13 chord.
Saucy.
Saucy. So we've taken those simple triads, we've added these jazzy extensions and inversions. Now we need one more element, the rhythmic element. Okay? This is where chucking comes in. This is the term that Bernard Edwards and Nile Rodgers used.
Perfect, because you've got a chuck here, so I can chuck.
Give us some just like strummed 16th notes, just like a little da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That would be chicken grease, which we explored recently on an episode about D'Angelo, which is a similar style that Prince used.
Wait, hold on. I got to take you down a very quick diversion, down even like a little even further down Modern Masters, and just say that I recently found out that that chicken grease sound actually comes not from Prince. It actually comes from Jimmy Nolan, who was the guitarist for James Brown for about 15 years. And his style of playing was often described as chicken scratch. You can hear it on Papa's Got a Brand New Bag.
Ain't no drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
All right, sorry. I've taken you down. We've gone down multiple lanes. Let's zoom back in.
The plot thickens from chicken scratch to chicken grease to chucking. Okay.
Okay. Chucking.
Take that chicken grease 16th note strum, but this time press your left hand alternately up and down so that only certain chords are highlighted and other ones just become this kind of rhythmic, well, chuck sound. Let's hear that. Now we're chucking. Now we're having some good times. With these multiple techniques working in tandem, you get this indelible and irresistible kind of funky guitar pattern from 1979 in Chic's Good Times to 40 years later in Doja Cat's Say So. This sound has undergirded some of the biggest hits in popular music. So if you have a song in 2020 that is trying to convince someone to open up and take you seriously, there's probably no better musical element to use than this Nile Rodgers guitar.
I think it's cool that Doja Cat is referencing the sort of Nile Rodgers Chic Good Time sound, but I also want to sort of think about how it operates. Like, what is it doing in the song? Why is it so effective? Let's hear the song from the top again. I think when we zoom in on the core elements here, the kick drum, the snare, the bass, and the guitar, we realize that they all operate obviously as a rhythm section. The guitar, though, isn't doing a typical thing where it's laying out the harmony as much as it's filling in its own kind of percussion. We think about that playing that you described, Nate, right? Where you have a chord, and then you have a chuck, and they kind of alternate back and forth, you can almost see those as almost their own two kinds of percussion, right? Just like the kick drum is the low and the snare is the high, here you have actually kind of like a high thing and a middle thing, and it sits in the rest of the percussion section kind of like maybe like where a wood block and a cowbell would sit, or maybe like congas and bongos, like somewhere above the bass drum and above the bass guitar, right? That it's kind of like in the middle of the guitar range. And then the chuck is its own kind of sound, which is above the snare, but below the voice. And so all of a sudden now we have this additional percussive movement, the guitar acting as these two high and low sounds that fit perfectly in the mix that add even more syncopation and rhythmic interest.
I love that breakdown, Charlie, because this style of guitar playing is like a party in a box. It's almost like listening to a whole orchestra at once. So between this irresistible guitar line, these breathy floating vocals, the rapped verse and the chorus right at the very top, this is a song that has so many elements that just draw you in as a listener. It's no surprise that it's popping off on the Billboard Hot 100, but a question still remains: who on earth is Doja Cat and where did she come from? Let's dig into that after the break.
Nate, I don't know about you, but at this point, I think I'm going a little nuts staying at home nonstop.
Yeah, it's been hard, you know. It's hard not to get to record with you in person, get lost in your penetrating blue eyes.
Please, 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 don't flatter me. But one thing I'm trying to do, just to sort of keep it all together, is to learn a couple of new skills, because I feel like I have a little bit of time to do that.
That autodidacticism that you're describing lines up really nicely with our sponsor for this week. It's Great Courses Plus. They have a massive streaming library of courses that range through every possible discipline, from music to meditation and yoga to Roman history, all taught by professors at the top of their game. So it's a good way to pass all those endless hours. Check out their meditation course to cool some of your anxiety, Charles.
I've actually been trying to get into a lot of music disciplines. For example, my guitar, which has been sort of taunting me for a while. And so I checked out this course on the Great Courses Plus called Great Guitarist Stories and Styles, which is pretty fun. You know, I learned about like where Eddie Van Halen learned how to tap the guitar to play at unwieldy speeds. And there's this really fun story about surf music, where supposedly part of its origins are at a Newport Beach ice cream parlor. It's not the ice cream changes, but it's a cool story. You gotta go check it out. It's on the Great Courses Plus.
I mean, you're a guitar geek, so you know the good thing about it is that you can watch or listen wherever you want with the Great Courses Plus app. And now is, for many reasons, the perfect time to get started. For a limited time, they are offering our listeners a free trial of unlimited access to the entire library.
To start your free trial, sign up today using our special URL. Sign up at thegreatcoursesplus.com/onpop. That's thegreatcoursesplus.com/onpop.
We're all staying safe at home right now and, admit it, watching a ton of mind-numbing reruns on television. Well, the drudgery ends now because Killing Eve is coming back for a third season, premiering Sunday, April 12th at 9 p.m. on BBC America and AMC. So get ready. This season's going to be wild. The third season continues the story of two ferocious, unbelievable women with brutal pasts, addicted to each other, but now trying desperately to live their lives without their drug of choice. Everything seems fine until a shocking death sets them on a collision course once again. The journey back to each other will cost both of them friends, family, and perhaps a part of their souls. Tune in to Killing Eve on April 12th to see what happens next in the deliciously wicked, darkly hilarious, and wildly addictive Emmy-nominated series. That's Sunday, April 12th at 9 p.m. for the premiere of Killing Eve Season 3 on BBC America and AMC. Don't miss it.
Charles, it may seem like Doja Cat came out of nowhere, but in fact, Amala Ratna Zandile Dlamini has been hustling for a while. Her name, Doja Cat, is the combination of one of her favorite strains of marijuana and a cat.
Deep.
She first got on people's radars with a song I'm very curious to learn if you're familiar with, simply called Moo.
Yeah, bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. I'm not a cat. I don't say meow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. I go moo.
That is a very silly novelty song.
With an equally silly video featuring Doja Cat in a very sexy cow costume and with French fries up her nose.
Okay. Sounds very DIY.
It is. And there's an element to Doja Cat's stardom that is based on her personality on the internet, which is immensely entertaining as evidenced by something our producer Bridget Armstrong showed us, a recent Instagram video of Doja Cat reciting the lyrics to Roddy Ricch's The Box in the style of a medieval knight, complete with chainmail.
Lassus trying to get me for my water. I lay his ass down on my son or my daughter. I had the Draco with me, Dwayne Carter. Lord of lasses out here playing ain't ballin'.
That is delightful and utterly silly.
Now, at some point, Doja made the switch from kind of a niche internet personality into a full-fledged pop star. And you can trace this a little bit in the music. You know, I'd like to listen to a song called Fancy, which samples Pachelbel's Canon, one of the most famous chord progressions in music, one that's used in so many pop songs. But this track goes back to the OG Pachelbel's Canon. Check it out.
I've heard Pachelbel's Canon a million times, but never over a synth wavy trap beat.
Yeah, Pachelbel and 808s. What did it take for Doja Cat to finally hit the Billboard charts with Say So, though? It is a phrase that we're probably going to be saying a lot, Charlie. It's two words. Each of them start with a T and end with a K.
TikTok.
TikTok. Yes. Okay. So here is the viral Say So dance. Okay, we're watching the TikToker Yodeling Haley right now. She's in her bathroom, and she's doing the following series of moves to Say So, okay? You kind of do a shrug, arms crossed, roll your hands around, in focus, make a little camera, and then walk off screen.
That's
you got that, Chuck? Let me see it.
I definitely don't have it down, but I think that you might have a whole new internet career.
So thanks to Yodeling Haley, this dance has taken off. You can find thousands of people doing this on TikTok. And like so many songs of recent vintage, the TikTok platform propels a track onto the Hot 100, and Doja Cat pays it forward, including Yodeling Haley in the music video for Say So.
Oof, that is some kind of snake eating its tail. The only more egregious example would be Drake, who is, I believe, currently, as we're recording, at number one, whose Tootsie Slide was first basically a TikTok challenge and dance before it was even released as a song. So the song was released so that more people would do the dance, so more people would listen to the song, so that more people would...
Wow. Curmudgeon much, Charlie?
Very much so.
Do you want TikTok to get off your lawn right now?
No way. I love TikTok. I mean, and thanks to Megan, our producer, who turned me on to it. It's the best thing in the world. It's the most joyous thing. But I don't like Tootsie Slide. I like Doja Cat.
Good. But I'm going to have to bring you down for a second because it hasn't always been smooth sailing for Doja. Mm. Because Doja Cat is a deeply online pop star, someone who is known for speaking her mind, it's both gotten her a lot of attention and also sometimes gotten her into trouble, as when she made anti-gay comments that she at first wouldn't retract but eventually apologized for. On the other hand, there are moments where her outsized personality and her body positive message in songs like Juicy really resonate with people.
I keep it juicy, juicy. I eat that lunch. She keep that booty, booty. She keep that plump.
Reading the YouTube comments below a live performance of this song is a very moving experience. I'll just highlight one. I literally cried watching this video. One, because the song is lit. Two, just because seeing Doja standing there, strong and confident with a body similar to mine, makes me feel so good about my own image. Thank you. I just love reading this, and it makes me want to hear more artists like Doja Cat, not just for this body positive message and her ability to connect with fans, but for the incredibly funky, catchy production that we heard on Say So.
There's some real scandals happening here. As much as internet fame can happen through fun little memes, the internet also doesn't forget. And so I'm wondering how to take this, given that, you know, especially just not apologizing for saying vile and insensitive comments and then production on this, it kind of changes my take on it. What do you think?
I don't think there's an easy answer here, Charlie.
No.
There's good, there's bad. I think every listener needs to make their own call on how they feel ethically about listening to Doja Cat. I think one thing that is incontrovertible, though, in all this discussion is the indisputable power of the funky, catchy production that we heard on Say So. And with that in mind, Charlie, can you give us a little soundtrack for our credits? I want more of that Nile Rodgers chucking guitar to play us out.
I got you.
Switch on Pop is produced by Nate Sloan and Charlie Harding. Megan Lubin and Bridget Armstrong are our producers. Nishat Kirwan, Liz Nelson, executive producers. Brandon McFarland, editor and engineer. Abby Barr, social media. Iris Gottlieb, illustrations.
You can check us out anywhere you find your podcasts and on social media at Switched On Pop. We'd love to hear what you're listening to. I also have to make a little apology, which is that last week I said that we were going to be talking about some soundtracky stuff. We're going to be doing that real soon, so stick around.
For shame. 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 How could you?
You know, there was more stuff that I had to listen to. I wasn't quite ready.
It's a shanda.
I'm so sorry. But we will be back again in another week. Yet another episode. And until then,
thanks for listening.
This episode was brought to you by the thrilling Emmy-nominated television show, Killing Eve. Killing Eve is back with a brand new third season on Sunday, April 12th at 9 p.m. on BBC America and AMC. And let me tell you, this new season is just as awe-inspiring and addictive as the first two. Your two favorite women are back, and once again, they're on an unstoppable collision course. This time, though, their reunion is going to cost them more than ever before. Catch up on previous seasons on the BBC America and AMC apps, and then tune in Sunday, April 12th at 9 p.m. to catch the premiere of Season 3 only on BBC America and AMC.
Hey, it's Charlie. I'm here to tell you about a podcast called Creative Elements. It's a show that bridges the gap between art and business by talking to high-profile creators about the nitty-gritty of building their creative careers. Each week, your favorite creators like Seth Godin, James Clear, Vanessa Van Edwards, and Val Geisler explain how they make an independent living with their art and creativity. By learning how these creators made a living with their art, you'll learn important skills and gain useful perspectives that it takes to work at this intersection of art and business. Creative Elements is brought to you by The Podglomerate, and new episodes air every Tuesday. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to the show.